Today's daf Nun Hey. We are on the top of Nun Hey by the Gemara. So we had mentioned we're going through the well-known Mishnayos of Perek Ezru Makomo. They actually, what I think it's the only Perek in Shas that has no machlokos in the Mishnayos, which is, but it's only that's where there's a Tiferes Yisrael, and who says that these represent old Mishnayos from all the way back from the times maybe of beforehand, and that's why there's no machlokos. So we learned in the Mishnah that the place where we shecht the Zifchei Shalmei Tzibur and the Ashamos and everything and the Kibbudam has to be in the north. Now, how we know that the Asham is shechted in the north? We already learned that on Daf Mem Tes because we learned it from the pasuk. But Makom Asher Yishchatu Asa Ola Yishchatu Asa Asham. The place we shecht the Ola, which was explicit, it's in the north. That's where you shecht the Asham. And just like the Ola shechted in the north, so to the Asham is shechted in the north. And he will accept the blood of the Asham because the pasuk continues for Esdamo. You know, the Estamo, we learned out that even the Kabbalah Saddam has to be the Makom Shchita, that's the north. So the Gemara now has to explain only the Zivchei Shalmei Tzibor. It has to explain these Karbanos, the Zivchei Shalmei Tzibor, which, as we mentioned yesterday, these are the two sheep that are brought on Shavuos with the Shtei Halechem. So the Gemara says, Minole Deboit Zafon. How do we know that these Shalmei Tzibor require north? Because normally, Shlamim are Kachim Kalim. And Kachim Kalim, the Shechitas, we'll see the next mission, is everywhere in the Azara. They're stated to be Shlamim, and yet, the Mishnah says that they're required to be shed in the north. So the Tani, Rabba Babar Chanon, Kameh de Rabba, so they learned from Rabba Bar Chanon, and a Bryce, the same name of Rabba, he quotes a Pasuk, this is the Pasuk by the Karbanos of Shavuos, it says, Vasisem Sa'ir Izim, you bring a Sa'ir Izim, Echon Lechatas, one is for a Chatas, and two, shepselots, two sheep for the zevach shlamim. So they see that the zevach shlamim tibor and the chatas are compared to each other. Hekeshin akasel lachatas. The Gemara compares the zevach shlamim tibor, the shnei kvasim, to the chatas. Ma chatas tzafon, al shlamim tibor tzafon. So just like the chatas in the north, so to the shlamim tibor tzafon. Tosfos says, well, if you're going to learn that hekesh to chatas, well, do all the way. So why would you learn that for the zifkei shalmei tibor, you require arba matanos, four sprinkles of the blood, as opposed to two, which are four? It also says, well, le'inya matanos lekali kshuye. No, you can't compare it to chatas. Hirashim le'el b'perakam, because you learned in daf yud, osa damala mala ve'in acheres damala. The pasuk word says osa by the chatas, so osa is a limiting word. Only it requires to go above the chutas sikra, and as opposed to anything else that doesn't require to go above the chutas sikra, and also that the matanos of four, it's not necessarily true because the olas of also goes above the chutas sikra, but there are distinctions in what it has to be. So he says, we're learning out from a hekesh to chatas. To Gemara then asks, wait a second, amalei rava b'chi chatas mehechal nemeida. How do we know that chatas requires north? We know chatas requires north because me'ola. We learned that there's a hekesh to ola. And now we're taking that hekesh, and we're applying that to the Zivchei Shalmei Tibor. That's a Dabar Alam Behekesh, Chozim Alam Behekesh, which was the first, when we had the whole list last weekend, that was the first thing that everyone agreed, you're not allowed to do that. He says, Mehekel Lameda, Chatz Mehekel Lameda, he says, V'chi Dabar Alam Behekesh, Chozim Alam Behekesh, sorry, I read it wrong, he says, V'chi Chatz Mehekel Lameda, Meolo, we learned it from an Ola, V'chi Dabar Alam Behekesh, Chozim Alam Behekesh, can't be. Interesting thing though, this gets rejected, the Rambam, when the Rambam quotes this halacha, he quotes this as the source. That the Zivchei Shalmei Tzibor required north, the Rambam quotes it in Hilchos Maaseh Karbanos, Parakei, Halacha Gimel, he says, Minayin she'ein shoftim kachi kachim al tzafon, and then he says, V'shalmei Tzibor hukshu l'chatos. And he quotes this pasuk, which is interesting because this is clearly rejected by the Gemara. Why does the Rambam do that? Okay. So it's rejected according to the Gemara. So where do we know that Zivchei Shalmei Tzibor required tzafon? Ella, Amar Rava. Rava said, we had Tani Rav Mari Bereid Rav Kahana. The Pasuk says, right, the full Pasuk is, B'yom Simchaschem, Ube Moadechem, so the day of your holidays, on your Moadim, Ube Rosh Hechechechem, Ube Rosh Hechechechem, and in the new moons. Right, V'tikatim HaChatzotzos, you blow the Chatzotzos, read the full Pasuk, Al Oloseichem, V'al Zivchei Shalmeichem, on your Olos, and on your Zivchei Shalmeichem. So you see that the Shlamim brought on the Yontif are compared directly to the Olos. Just like the Olos are in the north, so too the Zivchei Shalmeichem are in the north. The Gemara says, Ma Ola Kachim Kachim, just like Ola are Kachim Kachim, why they kachay kachim, they're completely burnt to his bech. Although zibchei shalmei tzibor also kachay kachim, nafkamina would be mi'ila, that you're moel in the animal even before it's kukrov. Av zibchei shalmei tzibor kachay kachim. And ma ola b'tzafon, just like the ola is in the north. Ap zibchei shalmei tzibor b'tzafon. So that's why I have the north. I learned the north, but zibchei shalmei tzibor. The Gemara says, Ella, if that's the case, that we're learning the tzafon of the zibchei shalmei tzibor from the hekesh to ola, hekesha kama lema'asa. I did have a previous hekesh to the chatas. It is compared to chatas. So maybe this is why the Rambam says it, because it sort of maybe rejuvenates. Right, resurrects this hekesh. The Gemara answer is a hekesh. The hekesh does say, "Vasisim shir izim echelachatas u'snekevi vasim nishalas zevach shlamim." They are compared. What's that comparison? It's not teaching us north, because that would be a double hekesh. But what is that hekesh teaching us? So he says, "Hekesh akamal amay asa." So the Gemara says, "Ki chatas the zifrei shami tzibor are eaten like the chatas. Ma chatas ein lechelas ela zifrei kuna." Just like the chatas, the portions of the chatas which are eaten are only eaten for the male kohanim. They can't give it over to their family. Ab zifchei shalmei tzibor einan echalim el zifchei kohanim. Can only be eaten by the male kohanim, as opposed to what we'll see in the upcoming Mishnayos, where certain karbanos can be eaten by the kohanim and by their families. The zifchei shalmei tzibor cannot, because it's compared to the chatas. Amar le Avaye. I don't know.
Why don't you compare it to all the way then, and say, we don't do that.
What would be the issue then?
That's color. I mean, why do you?
Because the Pesukim say that the Pesukim list what's done with the Zifrei Shalmei Tzibor. So the proposal is probably saying things that are not explicit. Okay. So Amar Le Avaye says, "I hachi, if you were correct that the first Hekesh that compares Zifrei Shalmei Tzibor to the Chatas is teaching us that the Zifrei Shalmei Tzibor are not eaten by anybody, they only can be eaten by the male kohanim. So we should say the same thing by the el nazir, with the karban that the nazir brings when he completes his yemei nazirus b'tahara, he has to bring a karban shlamim. It says there, dichsiv v'ekriv es karbano l'Hashem keves ben shnasos samim echad lechatos v'chavso achas bash nasa tumi lechatos. He has to bring three korbanos. He has to bring an ola, a chatos, and a shlamim. So to here we have the chatos compared to the chatos compared to the shlamim, and the whistle the ola. So maybe we should be in the north also. He says, so hachinami hekesh hachinami hachinami nema to keshu akas to the chatos. We'll say here also that the Torah compares to the chatos. Ma chatos ein lechelas el zifrikuna el nazir nami einu nechel el zifrikuna. Just like a chatos can only be eaten by the male kohanim, so too the el nazir can only be eaten by the male kohanim. But that's not true, because if I think it's the next Mishnah, it says right at the first white line, I told the el nazir, it says nechalim lechol adam nechalim bechol ir lechol adam. That's written by, it's eaten by everybody, right? So that can't be the case. So if you say, why is the hekesh work by the zifrei shalmei tzibor and doesn't work by the el nazir? So the Torah says, so Rabbi answers, hachi hashka, how can you compare? Hassam, by the el nazir, it's mashma that's eaten by everybody. Since the pasuk writes, the lokach hakohen es hazroa b'shelim and ayil, the kohen takes the foreleg, I guess, he takes the zroa. So that's what the kohen takes. Hakohen notel es hazroa. The Torah tells you specifically this is what the Kohen takes. Michlal, that the Pasuk is telling you explicitly that the rest of it is eaten by everybody. So yeah, you can have a Hekesh. A Hekesh basically can only learn, I guess, what's not explicit. If it explicitly says so in the Pasuk, then you can't, Hekesh is not going to uproot that. So here by the El Nazir, it explicitly says that it's eaten by the Kohen. But it's eaten by the kol adam. It's not explicit. It's a deed from the pasuk. So the Gemara says, okay, if that's the case though, zor b'sheila mia lo. At least now the zor b'sheila, which is eaten by the kohen, right? Los leechal elos rechikuna. That should only be eaten by the males. At least that should be compared to the chatas. Compare that to the chatas. Should only be eaten by the males. But we're going to see though that later on in the Mishnah, that hamuram, whatever is taken from the el nazir and given to the kohanim, like the zorah b'sheila, the Mishnah says, can be eaten by anyone in the kohen's family. So what's going on? So Gemara says, Kasha. Yeah, okay, that's a Kasha. That's a Kasha now. We have on, I guess we have, that is a Kasha. And therefore, we have a Kasha on how Rava learned, about Rava learns his Chatos. Rava learns his Hekesh. But the Hekesh was to compare the Chatos to the Zichrei Shalom Yitzibor. We said that when it comes to teach us that it's only eaten for male Kohanim. If that's the case, then we should have the same comparison by the Zerol B'Shela, by the El Nazir. That's not true. So Gemara says Kasha, and Gemara says Ibai Seima. Or, it's interesting, usually it's Ibai Seima is Ibai Seima you learn this way, Ibai Seima you learn that way. Here it's Ibai Seima Kasha, or Ibai Seima you can learn like this. Ibai Seima, how do I know, what's the reason why the Zerol B'Shela is only eaten by the Zichrei Kohuna? Because Katshe Ikre. The Zerol B'Shela is called Kodesh, because it says, Kodesh Hu LaKohen. But Katshe Kachim Lo Ikri. It's not called Katshe Kachim. The Torah calls it a Kodesh, not Katshe Kachim. So therefore, if it's Kodesh, the Zerol B'Shela, it's telling you that it can be eaten by everybody, as opposed to Katshe Kachim, which can only be eaten, not by everybody, it would have to be eaten like the Chatas, which would be eaten by just by the Kohen. So the Ella Lomai Hilchos Itkish. So the bottom line is, what is the Hekish? What's the Hekish? There is a Hekish that between that's how we started, between the Zifkei Shalom Yitzibor and the Chatas. We try to say they have to deal with who can eat it. We rejected that, but there's still the Hekish. What is the comparison used for? The Ela Lamai Hilchasa Itkosh Amarava She'im Gilach Al Echa Mishloshton Yotza, that if the Nazir shaves his head, which he has to do at the end, after only one of the Karbanos is brought. I mean, the Karban, there's an Ail, there's an Ola, there's an Asham, and there's a shlamim, right? He's yotze the mitzvah of tiglachas, even though he didn't bring the rest of the karbanos. And that's the comparison to the chatas, because I think it talks about him shaving by the chatas. It says, Rashi says, it's a long Rashi before the Mishnah, he says, she'im gilech al achas b'shloshon yotza, v'chatas hu di yalfa mishlamim. And it's the other way around. We're learning the chatas from the shlamim. I made a mistake. That's what I said. We're learning, now instead, the hekesh is not to learn shlamim from chatas, it's from the chatas of the nazir, from the shlamim of the nazir. My el nazir, Im heviu yichidi below chatas for ola yotza. If you brought it by itself without the chatas for ola his yotza, because the ksev it says va'achar yishtar nazir yayin, va'amar mar b'sifri achar ma'isa yichidi behind the shlamim. That says after you do the shlamim, you're good to go. So therefore he says she ikar tiglachto shal nazir tluyu b'shlamav. The ikar of the tiglachas, the shaving, is done by the shlamim. Shaharei husikulo l'shalatza. Okay, because that's where you put it under. That's where you put the sar underneath, and you burn the hair together. So just like if you still have to bring the other korbanos,
right.
But if you just brought the shlamim, it seems to indicate from the Torah that you're good to go. So too, the Hekesh says if you just brought the chatos and you shaved, you're good to go. Also, you don't say now you have to bring the other korbanos, but from a nazir perspective, you're good to go. Okay.
How could you?
But take it easy on me. First day back.
Okay, thanks. How could you be vice emma without entering the?
That's what we said. That's what I said. It was strange.
It doesn't make sense.
That's what I said. I said it's Ebi Seima. Usually it's Ebi Seima this way, Ebi Seima that way. Here it's Kasha or Ebi Seima. So Kasha, is the Rashbam of Baba Basra says, that Kasha doesn't mean that it's rejected completely. More just, you can answer it. It's not too yufta. So maybe you can just leave it open for
a
possible.
Teku is
that's not as calling it strong as a tiyufta. Correct. Well, tiyufta is stronger than a Kasha. Well, there was a kasha at the end of this limud. We rejected the limud. Okay. So now, the Mishnayos start talking about the Katshe Kalim. Right? Before, up to now, we had the Ola and the Chatos, which are Katshe Kachim. Going forward, now we're talking about the Katshe Kalim. So the Gemara talks about things that are Katshe Kalim. Number one, Hatoda, the Korban Toda, right, which is like what we do, Birchas HaGomel. If only we brought Korbanos as often as we say Birchas HaGomel, they would be, we'd be really, really close to Hashem. So he says, the Toda and the El Nazir, which is the Shlomim that the Nazir brings when he finishes Nazira, Katshe Kalim, they are Katshe Kalim, and with the main difference in the beginning, before you break Machal Korbanos, but it did of Mi'ila. Right? They're Katshe Kalim. Rashi says, V'ein Molim V'hen, which is not, it means Ein Molim before they are Shechter. There's no Mi'ila in the animal as it is. Once they start to Avoda, I believe then there is Mi'ila.
The only Mi'ila in Katshe
Kalim? Yeah. Yep. I mean, from beforehand, right? It's right. The pasuk says, "Nefesh kisimo mal v'chata b'shkagam ikatche Hashem." So it's they say that dafka katche katchim or katche Hashem have meila, but katche kalim, which are not Hashem, ain't ba meila because you can eat them and stuff like that. But right, so the idea is But once they've shechted, then they're designated to Hashem, I think, and then you can have, then you can start having mi'ilah with them. It's only up to that point that there is no mi'ilah. So if you misappropriately use a korban todah before it's brought, you don't, there's not chayav mi'ilah. So here's a chassid.
I don't know.
So he says, they don't need required north. They can be shechted anywhere in the temple, in the Azara. Right, the damon taun shtei matano shein arba, and their sprinkling on the mizbeach only requires two sprinklings, which are four, which we had the machlokas previously. Whether that means you just sprinkle it on two corners and it just goes to the side, or you apply it on two corners and it goes on both on all four sides. V'ne'echalim b'chol ir, and they can be eaten anywhere in the city of Yerushalayim, which is the same idea as being within the walls of the Mishkan, right? Sorry, anywhere within the Machne Yisrael is in the Mishkan would be considered Yerushalayim, within the walls of Yerushalayim. L'chol Adam, anyone can eat them, even Zarim, have to be Tar, of course. U'v'chol Makom, and you could prepare it anyway, it could be roasted, it could be cooked. That's in distinction to what we're going to see later on by the Korban Pesach. L'yom V'layla Akatzos, for that day that you mock with the Korban, and for the night afterwards, you can eat it. So even though the Todah is really a Shlamim, it's different from the Shlamim, that it doesn't get 2 days and a night, it only gets 1 day and a night. Okay. Hamura Mehem, those parts of the Korban which are separated and given to the Kohanim, right, that's from the Korban Todah, you give the Kohen, the Chazid, the Shok, just like other Shlamim, you give him four chalos from the four out of the different, you bring 40 loaves of bread, there are 10 of each, four of them go to the Kohen, right? And the El Nazir, like we mentioned before, you give the Chaz of Ashok, the Zerob of Shela, you give a Matzah, that all, Kayotze Behen, that all is based, that all can be eaten in the same manner as what's eaten by everybody else, meaning anywhere within Yerushalayim, a day and a night, cooked anyway. The only difference is El Shamura Melchal Kohen L'Nisheyem V'Livneim Lavdeim. But what's given to the Matnas Kuna can only be eaten by the Kohen's family and that one of the things that he owns, like the Avatim. The only difference is that the main part of the Kohen can be eaten by anybody. The Murameyem can be eaten by the Kohen and his family. Okay.
So the Kohen get the white meat and the tzar. That's pretty good.
The Pargiot.
You know what I'm saying? They get all the breast meat, so in case that somebody likes white meat.
The chaz and the shok. Yep. Right. They think that the white meat is thicker, but the dark meat is tastier. That's why the women all eat dark meat, from any white meat. Because they want more
meat. So is your Ebed Ivri not considered part of the property?
No, it's Ebed Kanani. Ebed Ivri, you don't have a kinyan or guf on an Ebed Ivri. It has to be an Ebed Kanani. Right? Okay, so Tana Rabbanan, learned in a brisa. So, the Mishnah mentioned that the Korban told El Nazir eaten in any part of the city. So, in the Midbar, when you had the Mishkan, that would mean it could be eaten anywhere where it's Machne Yisrael, anywhere where the people were camping. So, what's the source for that? So, Tana Rabbanan, we learned in a brisa. The Torah says, this is by the day 8 of the Miluim. It says, Es Chazei Hatnufa, right? The Chazei, that's weighed, Shok Hatshuva. Tochlu b'makom tahor, must be eaten in a tahor place. Amar Rabbi Nechemya says, basically he's asking, why is Moshe commanding that the chaza and the shok, hatruma, have to be eaten in a makom tahor? Seems to indicate that other things can be eaten in a makom tamei. So he says, the chivishonim b'tumacholim, anything that was mentioned before in this psukim, which is the siri chatos and the shayar mincha, they can be eaten in makom tuma. They can't be. Right, it says over there. Actually, it says "Kru es amincha v'notaris misheishav v'ichu matzos eats al mizbeach." Eat it next to the mizbeach. Not a makom tuma. So Ella, so what does the Torah mean when it says that these things, the chazei tenufa, the shoka truma, can be eaten by a makom tahor? Michlal. Let's start again. Tana Rabbanan. Ves chazei tenufa v'shoka truma tochlu b'makom tahor. So Amar Rav Nechemya v'chi rishonim etun ma'achlum. Why these are eaten? You have to eat these in Tahara. Other things can be eaten in Tumah. It says, no, Ella, Tahor, Michlal, Shehu, Tameh. When it says Tahor, it's Michlal, and it's partial. It's saying that it's Tahor, but it's not fully Tahor. What does that mean? Michlal, Shehu, Tameh. Tahor, Mitumah, Mitzorah. It can be eaten in a place that's Tahor, meaning a Mitzorah can't go in there. Mitzorah has to be sent out from the camp. But Tameh, Mitumah, Zav. But a Zav can go there. Where's the place the Metzorah can't go and the Zav cannot go? Sorry, the Metzorah cannot go and the Zav can go. That's Machne Yisrael. It's talking about, so therefore, Ve'ezezeh, Zeh Machne Yisrael, which anywhere, and the, so the Zav based in Midrash, that's in Yerushalayim. So here we see that the Makom Echila, the Chazir Ashok, that Bnei Yisrael took from the Shlomim and gave to the Kohanim, can be eaten anywhere in Machne Yisrael. So that's going to be the Dibur, all Kachi Kavla, can be eaten anywhere within Machne Yisrael, which Machne Yisrael equals Yerushalayim. So Gemara says, wait a second. If you're trying to say that it's partially Tahor or partially Tamei, I can give you a different example and limit, and the other, my example would limit where you can eat the Karbon. The Ema Tahor Mitum Zav, it has to be a place where Zavim can't go. The Tamim and Tumas Mace, but it's a place where Tamim Mace can go. The Ezezeh, what place is that? That's Machne Leviya. That's Machne Leviya, which would be all the Azaros in the Beis HaMikdash. Azav can't go there, but Tamim Mace can go there. How do you know Tamim Mace can come to Machne Leviya? Because Moshe lived in Machne Leviya and he carried the bones of Yosef. So therefore you see that that's a place, so why don't you say that if that's the case, then that's the only place where the Kachik Halim can be eaten, which would only be in the, which would be much more limiting, only on the Harabayas, where the Azaros are. So Amar Abaye says, Amakra, the Pasuk says by the other, the Shari Milcha, the things that are brought on the eighth day, Ba'alchaltem Osa B'makom Kadosh. You should eat these items in the holy place. Holy place meaning, I guess, Machal Viyah. B'makom Kadosh, Osa B'makom Kadosh, V'lo Acheres B'makom Kadosh. Only these things can be, have to be eaten in the holy place, not other things. So that takes it out from the Azara, right, the Makom Kodesh, and throws it into the Machlan Leviyah. So now I know that these things are eaten in the Machlan Leviyah. Then it says, B'makom Tahor, which is another limiting, which takes it out even further, Afgil L'Machlan Yisrael. So that throws out the those things mentioned by the Pasuk of Makom Tahor, which is Kachik Alim, throws it out to Machne Yisrael, right? The first item gets thrown out into the Machne Leviyah. The second item gets thrown out to Machne Yisrael. Second item is Kachikalim. Any Kachikalim in all Yerushalayim. So Rava Amar, no. Rava says, I guess he's talking about the drasha of Rav Nechemya. Going back to Rav Nechemya, who says that Makom Tahor is a place Tamei. So no, it's Tahor and partially Tamei, which sends it out to Machne Yisrael. Rava Amar, it says, V'achaltim Osam B'Makom Kadosh, Osam B'Makom Kadosh, below a cheres makom kadosh, afka legamrei. You throw it out completely. It says this is a makom kadosh. Nothing else is a makom kadosh. So anything else in that pasuk goes all the way out to Machne Leviyah. Abai had it in stages. Yeah. First item goes to Machne Leviyah. The second item goes to Machne Yisrael. Rabbi says no. Otsa is in the holy place. Anything else is nowhere in the holy place. So why is it written? So why is it written again? Then again, hadakasim rachman tochel makom tar. He says it the other way. He says, this you eat the Makom Kadosh means nothing else is eaten in Makom Kadosh. That's thrown all the way out. And then it means you can eat it anywhere. And then it says the Makom Tahor brings it back in one level to Machne Yisrael. So you also cut your column as Machne Yisrael. So Gemara says, V'ema Ailu L'Machne Leviyah. So who says that if you toss it out, you bring it back in? Who says you're only bringing it back in to Machne Yisrael? Bring it back in further into Machne Leviyah. He says, no. Bring it back. You can only bring it out one level. You can't bring it out two levels. The Gemara says, okay, so you tossed it out. You tossed it out two levels. Why can't you bring it back two levels? If you can't bring it back two levels, you can't toss it out two levels. When you say Osa, that's only throwing out one level to Machne Leviyah. Why is Osa throwing it all the way out? So Metarti lo mafkinan, right? So the same thing. So, oh, another question on Rava. It's pasuk says lo sucha lechol b'sharecha ksiv. By all korbanos, it says you can't eat it anywhere you want. You have to eat it in a certain area. If you're going to tell me you're just tossing it out, these kachikalim that goes against the favorite pasuk, then you can't. So therefore, elach machbar to the abaye. It's machbar to the abaye that havi doris Rav Nechemya, which was again the pasuk says es chazei atnufa v'shoka tshuma tochu makom tahor. Is this any other place Tamei? No, it's partially Tahor, it's partially Tamei. Which cases is it talking about? It's talking about, Makom Tahor, it says Osa, then it says Osa, Bachanam Osa. Osa means only the Kachi Kachim are eaten in the Makom Kadosh, and not anything else. And then Makom Tahor threw it out from Machal Leviyah to Machal Yisrael. Two-stage removal. First from Makom Kadosh, to Machlin Leviyah, to Machlin Leviyah, to Machlin Yisrael, but Sheikh Kalim could be eaten to Machlin Yisrael. Next Mishnah.
So what's the writing again about Moshe? He carried the bones the whole time, or just initially?
They were with him the whole time.
With him the whole
Okay. How did he serve in the show? He made a movie, how did he become, okay. The mission that continues to discuss the Kachik Kalim, talks about the Korban Shlomim. That's like the quintessential Kachik Kalim. Shlomim Kachik Kalim. The Shlomim are Kachik Kalim. Ushkit Hasan B'chol Makom Azara. You can shaft it anywhere in the Azara. V'damon Ton Shtei Matan Shein Arba. It's the two that are four. Again, the Machlokas, how you do that. Two that are four. V'ne'acholim B'chol Ir. They can be anywhere in Yerushalayim. We just learned Kachik Kalim mean anywhere in Yerushalayim. Machle Yisrael. L'chol Adam. Any person. U'b'chol Machol. And prepared anyway. The difference by the Shlomim, why? Because it's L'shnei Yomim V'layla Ayachad. You get an extra day. Shef the Korban on Wednesday. Let's say it's on Wednesday. Shef the Korban on Wednesday. You have all day Wednesday. You have Wednesday night. And you have Thursday morning to eat it. Hamura Mehem Kiyotzebehem. And that which is separated and given to the Kohen is just like, can be prepared just like what's given to anybody else. Meaning it's Nechol B'chol Ir, B'chol Mochol, L'shnei Yomim V'layla Ayachad. El Shamurim, what's given to the Kohen, Nechol HaKohanim, can only be eaten by the Kohanim. Vilnasheim for their wives, Livneim and their children, their sons who are Kohanim. It says Livneim. This is the sons. Maybe it's their daughters also if they're not married. Not sure, right? Ulavdeim and their Eved Kohanim. So Tanu Rabbanan, the Gemara is now going to give the source that the Shechita of the Shlamim is anywhere in the Azara. Okay, because three times, as we say, three times the Torah discusses Shlamim. It mentions Olam Moed, in front of the Olam Moed. Number one, it says in Perikimel, Pesukim Aleph and Beis, it says, Imin HaBakar Hu Makriv, Ushchato Pesach Olam Moed. You shecht it in the Pesach Olam Moed. Then it says in Pesach Zayin, Im Kesev Hu Makriv Es Korbano, V'shachat Oso, if they Olam Moed. Number two. And number three, it says a few Pesukim later, Yud Beis to Yigimel, it says Im Eiz, if it's an Eiz, V'shachat Oso, if they Olam Moed. You have to shecht it Olam Moed. Three times, they Olam Moed. That come to tell us that all areas, three areas basically, the three areas are now good, right, so south, east, and west are good for Kachik Kalim. And what about north? You know, the four directions, we only have three psukim. North is Kavachomer, and the Kavachomer let's suffer. They don't need an apostle teaching that the north is good for Kachik Kalim, because Ma Kachik Kachim, when it came to Kachik Kachim, which are only in north and did not allowed in all the other directions. Nevertheless, Chokshuv Tzafon, it's still kosher to be shechted in the Tzafon. Kachikalim, so to Kachikalim, Shehukshuv B'chol Ruchos. The Torah just now explicitly said it's good in the south, east, and the west. Kavachomer, that'd be good. Ein Odin, Shehukshuv Tzafon. It should be good in the north as well. So according to this, we have Gzeiros HaKasuv that three times it mentions Olam Moed, which is the entire tenth of meeting, which is anywhere. So therefore, I have three directions, and the fourth direction of north is learned from a Kavu Chomer. Okay. Fine. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Lezer Omer, Rabbi Lezer seems to be arguing. He says, Lo Nemar Kosov Ela Lahachshir Safon. What happens is that you can't learn it out from a Kavu Chomer. You have to learn it out from the Psukim that the north is kosher for the Kachik Kalim. Meaning without the Pasuk, you would have had the absurdity, basically, that Kachik Kachik would be in the north, but Kachik Kalim would not be in the north. Maybe it's not a Kavu. These are the places. The Torah is giving you a place of where you shecht the korbanos. You would check the Kachik Kachim in the north, the Kachik Kalim in the south, east, and the west. That's, he says you have to look, so therefore you have to learn it out from the pasuk. It's not a question of Roy.
That would be the Havmina.
Right, the Havmina was that north is something special, and therefore if Kachik Kachim can be there. No, that's a. Havmina is Kavachomer. If it's limited to that, then somebody else can have it also. He says no. So Yachol, because you might say, Balo Dinhu. You would think of it as without the pasuk to tell me you can shecht in the north. You would have thought as follows. Hello, Dinhu. Ma Kachik Kalim, Shehukshru B'chol Aruchos, Lo Hukshru B'komon Eitzel, Lo Hukshru, Ma Kachik Kalim, Shehukshru B'chol Aruchos, Kachik Kalim, which are allowed to be shechted in the other three directions. Nevertheless, Lo Hukshru B'komon Eitzel Kachik Kachim, Kachik Kalim, Kachik Kachim cannot be shechted there. You would think, even Kachik Kalim should be shechted anywhere, but Kachik Kachim can't. So then Kachik Kachim, which is only allowed to be brought in one place, Shelo Hukshu Elabit Safon, Evo Din Shelo Hukshu Mekomon Eitzel Kachikalim, so therefore it would be Kavachomer that it's not the place for the Kachikalim. So therefore, Tamad Omar, therefore the Pasuk says three times, Ushchato Pesach Olamoed, Lifnei Olamoed, Lifnei Olamoed, to teach me somehow that Kachikalim can be shechted in the north. So the Gemara then says, okay, B'makim Miflugi, that's just the Brisa, it seems to be a little cryptic, but Makim Miflugi, what's their machlokas? So Tanakama comes and teaches us as follows. We have these three psukim. Tanakama Savar, Tlosa Kro Ksivi. There are three psukim that are written. Number one, teach us Chad Ligufe. The Nibai Pesach Ma'omoed. One is to teach us for the din that we need Pesach Ma'omoed. We'll see him in a moment. That the Shlomim cannot be shechted unless or until the gates of the Olamoed, the doors of the Olamoed are open. If the doors of the Olamoed are closed, you can't shecht it. It says Pesach Olamoed when the doors are open. Pesach. That's number one. V'chad lahashir tzadim. And one, lifnei Olamoed, teach us that the size. If you shecht it on the size of the Zara, which means like north, south, which means south, east, or west, on the size of the Zara, as opposed to the north, that shecht, that's good. V'chad lifts all tzidei tzadim. And one is to pasul the tzadei tzadim, which means places that are, if you look on, I guess he has the, you may have a picture, and see where it's shade in, where tzadei tzadim are where the areas that you don't seem to be able to see the opening of the Olam Oed. So that's where it comes to teach us. And safal oed tzachkra. And the north, they don't need a pasuk, because the north is a kavah homer, if you can do it anywhere else. So he says, number one, is that you need pesach Olam Oed. Number two is the tzadim, which is the other, which is the other sides, right? The other side, south, east, and west. And number three is to pass all the studied stadim, which are the sides of the sides, which are things that areas of the area which you can't see in, the opening of the Olamoid. That's Tanakamba. Rabbi says no. Chad legufei. One is exactly like you said that it has to be shechted debay pesach Olamoid. I agree with you that. It only can be shechted when the gates are open. V'chad l'hachshir tzafon. One to tell me that the tzafon is good. V'chad l'hachshir tzadim. Another one is to teach me that southeast and west is good. So how do I know that studied tzadim are no good? Studied tzadim lo tzichkra. Because studied tzadim I don't need a pasuk because it says lifnei, and studied tzadim are not lifnei. I don't need a pasuk for that. That's their machlokas basic. Machlokas basic is whether you learn out the third one for tzafon or studied tzadim. No, just learning out. Everyone says, bottom line, the Mishnah says, you can eat the shlam, you can shech the shlam anywhere in the Azara. You can't do it in Stadik Stadim. They come out with the same halachos.
What's the Stadik Stadim in the Beis HaMikdash?
So it would be the parts of the. So you have the chart? You have a
great picture.
You know the great picture? So Stadik Stadim, I would think, would be, like, if you have, like these areas. Like here's the opening, there's the Mizbeach, and this is the Tzadim, the sides, and Tzadim would be like over here. Because you can't see into the back part. It's like the dead zone, sort of behind the Ulam.
Shows you two different
sides by the Rashi Tosos. Yes, there's a Machlokas Rashi Tosos. There is. Okay. All right. Hilchos Daf Yomi, we learn Shitas Rashi unless we have time, then we do Tosos. Okay. So the Gemara says, right, the Gemara brought that there's a, basically, the psuk, one pasuk said lifnei, right? The psukim were, one said pesach and two said lifnei. So why they changed? That was going back to the original halacha. It says ma'ishnei hacha deksiv pesach ol moed and ma'ishnei hasam deksiv lifnei ol moed. Kamashlan k'Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. It comes to teach us the thing that Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel had told us. Dam Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel shlamim that you shechted sheshachton kodem sheyifzichul dal sos hahechal. The shlamim that you shechted before the doors of the hechal are open. Right, because there was a vecker, and then they opened the doors. The shlamim that was shechted before the doors are open, psulim, they are pasul. How do I know? Shenemar, the pasul says, Ushchato pesach olamoed, v'shman shehu pasuach, only when it's open. V'lo b'shman shehu nol, and not when it is locked, not when it is closed. Question, though, is that, why is that? First of all, the question is, Rashi says, Bisman Shu Pasuach. Where it is. Sorry?
It says your Pesach is a passive, not the door, it's Delos.
Right, the door has to be open in order for it to shechted. The question they ask is that the Gemara, Nishnayas and Tamid say that nothing can be shechted before the Korban Tamid. And the Korban Tamid can only be shechted once the doors are open.
Exactly.
So when could you possibly have shechted the Shlamim? It's a good kasha.
So why don't you give that?
It's a good kasha. Don't know. There's also a Rashi on the Asamach Aleph who brings down that it does this psul, let's say the doors close in the middle of the day, I guess. The doors get locked in the middle of the day. Does this psul apply to all korbanos or just the Shlamim? That's a machlokas as well. What? Yeah, they took us Israel. I mean, in the old days in Israel, they took a break from them, right?
Everything was closed.
Everything was like 2 to 4, right? Everything was closed.
They had siesta.
Not so much anymore. So the Gemara says, Itmar Nami. So we have another, right? He quotes here that the Tosfos and Erevin asked the question. Why does Shmuel have to learn this pasuk to pass the shlomim that were shut before they opened the doors? Since they weren't open, he didn't have the korban tamid. If he didn't have the korban tamid, nothing else would be shafted. Right? The Shita Megobetz here, the same thing. Limtomer tapeli, the nishkul kodin matamid, shal shachar. So Tosos in the Shita Megobetz says that maybe the halacha that the korban tamid has to be done first, that's only the mitzvah. That's the way it's supposed to be. But the kuva, if you shut something beforehand, maybe it would be okay. You have to answer that question. It's a good kasha.
That kind of seems a little...
Why? Throughout Kachim, we say it's only written once.
That's right. It's called Kachim Tamid.
So what? Tamid just means...
All the time.
Right. It doesn't necessarily mean when it has to be done. It has to be done in the morning and one in the afternoon. So you're still doing it in the morning. So the mitzvah is supposed to be done first, but if by accident someone shut something else beforehand, it would still be kosher, provided, according to Shita Megobetz, provided that the door is open. So Itmar Nami, we have learned it in the base medrash as well. Amar Bar Ukva, Amar Bar Chama, Amar Rabbi Yosef Bar Chanina, Shlom Shishchtan called him Shivtzkol Datos Heichal Psulim, Shlom that was shechted before to open the doors of the Heichal Apostle. Shneimar, the pasuk says, Ushchato Pesach Olmoed, should be shechted at the opening of the Olmoed, Bezmanche Pesach Heichal Pasuach, Velo Bezmanche No, when it's open and not when it's locked. B'marava Mosni Hachi, in the West, in Eretz Yisrael, they learned it this way. Amar Rabbi Yaakov Barach, Amar Rabbi Ashi, Shlom Shishchtan called him Shivtzkhu, if the shlomim was shut before they opened the doors of the heichal, it's possible. The mishkan, and in the mishkan, it would be kolim shamido levim esam mishkan ulaachar shifko levim esam mishkan psulim. If you shut the korban shlomim either before or after the levim set up, or took down the mishkan, they would set it up and take it down, that would be possible as well. And Gemara then says, what's considered closed? The Gemara says pshita mugaf kenal dami. Does it have to really be locked? It says no. It's pasha that mugaf, meaning that it's closed. Equal is the same thing as no'o. That's the same thing. But vilon mai. What if they have a curtain? What if a curtain is put up? Is the idea that it has to just be that you can't see into the heichal? Well, you can't have access. You can't have locked up. So the Gemara says, no, Amar Vizera. In the Beis HaMikdash, let's say they put up a curtain. Right? Amar Rabbi Zera, hu atzmo ein nase elke pesach pasuach. No, a curtain is only set up for privacy purposes. It's not to prevent access. It's just for privacy purposes. So the halacha is that when can't you bring the shlamim? You can't bring the shlamim when the thing is closed, when you're trying to prevent access. But when the thing is just not there for an access purposes, and prevent someone from seeing inside, then that's not considered closed. And then if you shut to the korban shlamim, it would be okay. Right? Tosel says, Ein nase elke pesach pasuach shehavilon mishameshes asoy litznias ba'alma. It's only for tznias. Because you can always close the doors, it's just there for privacy purposes. Fine. Next. Gova mai. What if you have some sort of a pile of dirt that's assembled at the opening of the heichal? Is that considered, now you can't get in? Right? You know, no access. They put the thing, wash the floor, they put the things, you can't get in. What's the gova mai? Right? Rashi says, Gova, Rashi says, kagon tel o eitz, mutal keneged ha-pesach, mafsik ven pesach l'shchita. It separates. You can't get in. Tosas asks, wait a second. The mizbeach is in front of the opening. You can't. Why isn't the mizbeach then a separation? No, because the mizbeach is not made so that you can't get in. That's the place of the mizbeach. These things are being put there in order to prevent you from going in.
It's only temporary.
Okay, so at the time that it's temporarily there, can you shut this korban shlomim? Until it's taken away. The doors are closed also, it's only temporary, they're going to be open. You have to wait until it's accessible. So go v'mai. So tashma, let's bring a raya. The Tanya, we have a brisa that says as follows. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, shnei pishpishin hayu bebeis hachalifos. There were these two openings, in the back of the beis hachalifos. The beis hachalifos, so again, machlokas Rashi Tosos, we're going to Rashi. The beis hachalifos is, you had the heichal, which was the building. In front of the heichal, you had what was the ulam. The ulam extended 8 amos on either side beyond the heichal. So it was 15 amos wide, I think. Right? It's wide. So you have the overage of the ulam beyond where the heichal is. Those back areas, it's called the Beis HaChalifos. That's where they store the knives. So you have these two openings in the back. Shnei Pishpishim Hayu Beis HaChalifos. Right? Where's the arrow? picture everywhere, right? And these two openings in the back of the base chalifos, they would open towards the back, which would, the back would be towards the west, right? Same with the position, the gova shmona, and they were eight. I guess they were eight amos high. The gova shmona, right? The gova shmona, kedei lahachshir sazora kula. What those did, but assumption being, is by opening it back to the back, that creates pesach olam oed, because now even from behind you can see into the ulam. So the ulam is like the olam oed, so you can see in. So now that all that dead spot behind, all that dead spot behind that we mentioned that would also be kosher, because now it can be seen. It's considered pesach olam oed. Right? So he says the gova shmona kedei lahachshir zor kula lachilas kachik kachim lachilas kachik kalim. That means that you can shech the kachik kalim back there, and you can eat the kachik kachim back there. So my love, what does it mean? It says shmona. My love to ika kamayu gova shmona. Doesn't it mean that there's something there that's eight amos high blocking? And nevertheless, it's still good. And Mar says, no, lo, the gviu inu shmona. No, the opening itself was eight amos. So there's not, you have me to say that's eight amos is in the doorway, and nevertheless, it's still good, considered Pesach Olam Moed. No, I don't know where you get that from, but Maskan is, that we're talking about that the opening is eight amos wide, or eight amos big. Mar says, how can that be? That's because Mesvei, kol asharim shayusham, golon esrim amma, verokhbam asar amma. Every gate, every opening in the base of Mikdash was 10 amos high. Sorry, it was 20 amos high and 10 amos wide. What's this pishrim shani? Okay, that's opening to get the base of Mikdash. There's this pishrim. These are just these things that are open to get for the base chalifos. Those were different. Okay, so Gemara says fine, but it could stud him. That's great. So now if the pishrim are in the back, so everything that goes directly back behind those openings, you can see into the ulam. That's pesach olam oed. What about on the sides of the pishpishim? There's still room on the side. That area cannot see into the olam oed. You can't see it into the ulam. How will you know that those areas are kosher for kachik kachim to be eaten and kachik kalim to be shechted there? He says v'hai could studim. He says the pasach lu rekerizavis. The way they opened the openings in the pishpishim is that they did it on an angle at the corners. You know, the corners and angles, so therefore it's open on all sides. You can see it from all sides, and therefore it's opening. The Gemara says, okay, fine. Achore beis hakaporis. What about behind? Right? You have the heichal. Let's say they have the heichal. What about behind here, on the western side, right behind the heichal? The heichal's obstruction. From back there, from here, I can't see into the ulam. How do I know that little area is also kosher for kosher kalam? What do they do there? So Tashma, so Mai, what's the story? So Amar Rami Bar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, they said, Lul Katan Haya Achare Beis HaParoches. There was this small little window behind there, small Beis HaParoches. Not sure the gear says, Gavor Shmon Amos, Kedei Lahakshir Sazar Lachdis Kachi Kalim, Shitlas Kachi Kalim, the Haino Dixiv, Shnayim Labar Par. What does that mean? That they had a little window in the back. That basically you could probably see into the kachik kachim, and this little window into the back that even though no one went there, but allowed that area now to be able to see into the olam oed. Tosas asks, what are you talking about? You can't see the pesach olam oed from there. You're blocked by the heichal. You're seeing into the heichal, but you're blocked by the curtains. There were two curtains that separated the kodesh kachik kachim. Either for bias reason there were walls, by shame they were curtains. You couldn't see through. So Tosas says, it's no big deal. The kachik kachim itself is considered olam oed. It's still part of the olam oed. So you can see the olam oed through the front door. You can see the olam oed through the back door. You still can see. And he says, how do we know I have this window? Because he quotes a pasuk of Divrei Yomim that says, shnayim lebar par. That two shomim were standing by the bar par. Right? My lebar par. Amar Rabba bar Hashila. Kamad Amar klape bar. Like they're facing the outside. But the shomim were sitting behind. And you want to guard something, they can see. He's sitting on the outside to guard. So he said they were sitting behind the kaporis. Behind the kaporis, they had this window. So now everything is open. The entire azar is open for kachik kachim to be eaten and kachik kalim to be shechted. Because in front of it, it has to be pesach olam oed. In the base of chalifos, you had these openings that were on an angle. And on the back, you had this window that looked into the heichal. Okay, we'll stop here.
In the Rashi part, you said to the picture.